I'm 23 years old, and it's amazing to think that the Paris Agreement has actually taken my entire lifetime to create. And it's by no means perfect, but it's the most comprehensive international agreement that we have. And so by withdrawing the U.S., President Trump is putting my future and the future of millions at risk.
And will there be any representation from the U.S. government at this conference?
Initially, Tillerson was going to be leading the delegation, it looked like, but he ended up pulling out last minute. And so there's now a career diplomat. His name is Thomas Shannon, leading the U.S. delegation instead. And Scott Pruitt, who is the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, has also shown interest, but it's looking like he might be there in a smaller way, like leading a panel or something like that.
Will there be any representation from the United States mayors or different cities that have taken an oath to uphold the Paris Climate Agreement?
There's the Climate Alliance, hashtag we are still in. And so this is a group of mayors and governors and tribal leaders and university presidents and CEOs who are committing to stay in the Paris Agreement. And they will be attending as kind of their own group and own constituency. And this is great because we really know that when there is inaction at the federal level, it's going to take all of us, the people, but also action at every level of government to get the climate action that we need.
What do you think is important about this symbolically to the international community to have young people from the United States showing how they care about climate change?
Our generation is inheriting a world really plagued by not only climate chaos, but other forms of inequality like racism and sexism. And our rights to a livable climate and stable future have been stolen from us by these leaders not actually taking the steps they need. They're directly putting our future in jeopardy. We can be creating millions of good-paying jobs at the same time that we're addressing climate change.
Thank you, Micaela.
Thank you.